Preparedness Committee. Now, I will call you back, but I just wanted to find out whether we can get some. Evidently, they're working on a policy statement, which we might have available for submission to the committee for Wednesday morning, and therefore released to the press. And they would then, the chiefs would then come before the Foreign Relations Committee to explain it a little later. But at least we would have the news story out in any good fashion we can, rather than some leak out of that committee.
Yes, but then would that mean then that the chiefs would go before Stennis's committee first?
Under if we can get a good policy thing and release it to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for release.
And that would include Taylor.
That would include Taylor. Under that would be our way, it seems to me, the only way we could protect ourselves.
Well, okay.
Let me call you back before we come to any conclusion on it. But I think you should realize in talking to Stennis or anybody that he had no agreement with anybody. Except that Max Taylor would be there the 14th. And I have no objection to his having the chiefs. What I do object to his saying that he had an understanding that they would come there before they went to the Foreign Relations Committee, because that he never had that understanding.
Well, no, but he sort of feels, I suppose, due to committee pressure, that the ground is being cut out from under him, and he's been most patient, been most considerate. But this is something that he feels because of pressure from within.
Yeah, well, this is bigger than Stennis.
It looked like part of a setup.
Yeah, well, that was a part of it. I haven't seen the way it was worded, but I was, for the reasons that I've given you, you see, the chiefs have always been our problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and especially they get into that kind of a committee setup, and then you get Barry Gore asking a lot of questions. They got Teller up there today. I mean, it shows what their proceedings are going to be like.
I told Stennis, I said, the reason that we want to delay this is because so that the committee can have the Foreign Relations Committee, if this treaty is signed, will have a chance to consider the limited test ban, whereas your committee covers the comprehensive test, but you know as well as I do that this is going to be the main subject, not the comprehensive test. Well, he said, I know that. He said, I'm willing to wait and let it go. But he's got pressure from his own people in the meantime. They've used this cablegram to indicate that some attempt is being undercut them. Jackson is not being very good in his speeches, I must say.
And that certainly isn't. But that's all right. We just have to fight it out.
Well,
however,
come along.
But let me just check back with you, Mike, after I find out what the chiefs could do in the way of a policy paper today.
Now, pardon me for asking, but how soon will you be calling back? I was just wondering, because I'm going to go home. It's going to be a little while.
Yeah, I'll call you back at home.
Okay, Mr. President.
Thanks.
Think it over carefully.
Okay.
Because we want the votes on that committee if we can get them.
Yeah, all I'd like to do is get the chiefs on a public record before it can be leaked out, to which I'm afraid it would be Wednesday afternoon, that the chiefs have grave reservations about this treaty, which is what I'm afraid would come out of the Stennis committee.
Now, I understand also that Taylor is supposed to go with McNamara tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm going to check on.
Careful on that.
Yeah, well, this we may not do. We may attempt to do both things, to give Stennis what he wants of having the chiefs come first there, but have the chiefs' public statement for release Wednesday. If we've got that, then I would have no objection to their going to this private committee.
No, that'd be all right.
But that's what I'm going to try to find out, if they can get us a paper today that could be released Wednesday morning to Fulbright.
But the one thing we want to get are the votes, and as I indicated in that memorandum.
But you see, what I'm afraid of is that any one of those senators can leak what they want out of the preparedness committee.
That's right.
So then we'll
and
be.
They will.
And they will. So we would need, if we didn't have a paper for release on Wednesday, we would need the chiefs before the Foreign Relations Committee on Thursday. Now, he hasn't any right to have more than one day.
Well, he could finish them.
Yeah.
But if you're going to work it that way, keep Taylor away from the Foreign Relations Committee tomorrow, too.
Yeah, okay.
Go all the way with Stennis.
All right, I'll call you later, Mark.
Okay, and I've talked to Sparkman about this, and any additional information, he might be going to call, too. He's very good.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Now, I think it's Bill Henry of the F and Mortimer and Bobby and you really ought to get together. I don't want to have this thing just...
Well, I met with Gail McGee last night, yesterday, and I thought Larry and I brought him into Larry's office while we discussed the method of procedure. I thought Larry and I ought to talk to you first about what we had thought might be done. Could we come down sometime this morning?
Come right down now.
Okay.
10:15. Wait a second. You can come in at... I see.
I ought to come in at the end of that meeting with Black anyhow, so I can show you the press release.
Okay, then I think we ought to, to the extent that it's possible, that we ought to get going, because I think the Federal Communications Commission ought to be able to do something about Lifeline.
Yes, they are going into it.
Because, I mean, I think it's, but of course, then the tax people, Mortimer Kaplan,
And of course, what you're really in the final analysis you may have to do is just put a lot of publicity on it. I don't know whether John Morse is going to be happening.
Well, this is what Larry and I talked to Gail McGee about.
Yeah.
And it looks like John Morse and John Pastore are the two that we're going to recommend go ahead with it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll speak to you about it then.
Okay.
Bye.